Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ultimate Skincare and Beauty Report. I'm beauty publicist Mary Winkenwerter. Before I introduce today's guest, I would like to wish everyone who is a part of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Happy Fashion Week and best wishes to our favorite makeup artist, Victoria Stiles. Victoria, have a beautiful and successful Fashion Week. Today's guest has developed a very unique line of cosmetics dedicated to covering body art. Jen Padani, founder of Ferb's Cosmetics, is with us today. Jen, how are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on today, Mary. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you on. So you have created this wonderful line of cover-up for body art. Jennifer, Ferb's is a very unique line of cosmetics. How did you conceive the idea for the line?
Well, the idea actually came while I was working in the tattoo removal industry.
Okay.
And it takes on average about 1 to 2 years to fully remove a tattoo.
Wow.
A lot of times, yeah, it's a long process. And a lot of times we were finding people coming in and they were needing an immediate fix. They were needing a solution. They were getting married the next day.
Wow.
They had an event or something. So, there weren't really any other products on the line or on any other products on the market that had enough coverage for the very
right.
vibrant tattoo inks.
Right.
So that's kind of where the idea stemmed from, and we went from there.
Wow, that's wonderful. So what does the Ferb's cosmetic line consist of?
It consists of 4 products. There is a cream foundation, which is called Tattoo Undercover.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a setting powder that goes over top of that. It kind of blends and sets the tattoo undercover called Alibi Setting Powder.
Okay.
And then we also have 2 cosmetic brushes in the line. One is the Ferb's Powder Dome, which is used to apply the powder, and then we have a foundation brush, which is used to apply the tattoo undercover.
Wow, that's awesome. So what is the Ferb's application process?
Well, the process is really easy. We designed it so anybody can use it. It's 3 simple steps. Yeah, it's apply, dry, and set.
Mm-hmm.
So you apply about 3 to 5 thin layers of the tattoo undercover. Then let those dry. You want to let them dry in between each application.
Okay.
And then set with the Alibi setting powder.
Huh, that does sound simple. So how many skin tones does Ferb's address? And can the different colors in the line be mixed to address additional skin tones?
That's a good question. They can be mixed. We have 5 different skin tones. There's a light, medium, medium dark, and dark. There's 5 different skin tones of the tattoo undercover, and then also 5 different skin tones of the Alibi setting powder. So what we recommend for a person maybe who's more of an in-between shade is to match the undertones of the tattoo undercover with their skin tone, and then you might use a darker shade of Alibi setting powder to kind of match that to your skin tone. If you're tan, you can darken it up a little bit and so on.
Oh, wow, that's great. So what are the major ingredients of the products in the line?
Well, the tattoo undercover itself, it's a silicone-based product. So when you're applying it, you'll notice you get a really smooth, silky application.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps keep a really nice natural shine to the product.
Okay.
And then there's also special minerals inside that act as a refractive agent, and they conceal the ink below while bouncing the light off, and it really traps that ink in.
Okay.
Yeah, and really traps the ink in and kind of makes it a nice coating over top of your tattoo.
That's brilliant. You really put a lot of thought into this. That's great. Can anyone use Ferb's Cosmetics?
Absolutely. It's a very easy-to-use process, and we've designed it so that even inexperienced cosmetic users can conceal their tattoos in confidence.
Oh, that's fantastic. How easy, so the line is fairly easy to use, and what are the basic Ferb's components needed to get started?
Well, basically, you can conceal your tattoo. Anybody can conceal their tattoo with the Tattoo Undercover and some alibi setting powder. As long as you follow the three simple steps, apply, dry, and set, you're going to get great results. And then we also have a lot of additional resources on our website. We have instructional videos. We have instant message chat. We have an 800 number. Our Facebook and Twitter are also great ways to reach out, and we, you know, love being in contact with people, and we love helping them with that application process.
That's wonderful. Well, we're excited that you're so active in social media. Ferbs has a very special application brush. Can you tell us more about the brush?
Well, these two brushes in particular, they are top of the line. I've used them for years. They're very sturdy. They have great bristles, great application. The powder dome, it's a huge brush. It's very soft, and it's great for applying the alibi setting powder. You're going to get a really natural finish with that. And the foundation brush itself, it's really sleek, and it's a great way to get thin layers of the tattoo undercover.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so these are fairly easy to take care of.
They are. They're easy to wash out with the you always want to start with clean brushes. Mm-hmm. And especially with the foundation brush, you can put a little bit of baby oil on that in between applications to clean
right.
it out, a little bit of water,
mm-hmm.
and you are good to go.
Oh, that sounds good. Are Ferbs Cosmetics cruelty-free?
They are. We are a huge supporter of cruelty-free products, and none of our ingredients or products are tested on animals. There's a lot of really great animal activist companies out there as well that we love working with. MyBeautyBunny.com is one.
Yes.
And also the Beauty Rebellion Project. Those are
beautiful.
Two great companies.
Wonderful. And so were you at the Beauty Rebellion event recently in L.A.?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it out, but I definitely am planning on getting out to the next one.
Oh, I'd love to visit one of their events. I know that they're an amazing organization to work with. So
mm-hmm. I've heard wonderful things about them.
Oh,
about
so
the event.
Have I. I can't wait to have them on the show. So anyone who wants to cover their body art can do it with a healthy conscience when they use Ferbs Cosmetics then.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
After application, how close does the Ferbs covered area match the natural skin tone?
Well, when the process is applied correctly, the match will be dead on. There are a few tips that we have for achieving the perfect application. And some of those are, you know, using a lighter shade of Tattoo Undercover while using a little bit darker shade of the Alibi Setting Powder.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to use, you can apply more than one layer of the Alibi Setting Powder to really blend it in with your skin. Applying thin layers of the Tattoo Undercover. And then also, when you're applying it, if you do it in natural sunlight or a really well-lit area,
yes.
that's when you're going to be able to see the difference and really get that great blend.
Wow. So how long does it take the application to set before clothing can be applied or regular movement may be resumed?
That's a great question. You can apply clothing or, you know, start with your regular movement right after, but the key there is to make sure that it's completely dry.
Okay.
And then it won't be rubbing off, and you'll be able to run around freely.
Well, I have tried Ferbs Cosmetics for myself, and I wanted to thank you for your generous samples. I really like the creamy texture before and after the application. The heavy pigmented formula, and from my experience, you know, marked the cover that I placed on my arm at 100%, and there was no surface or base cracking from the product after my application, which was really surprising. I've used tens of these types of products for tattoo cover and for concealing under the eyes. Can this product be used for anything other than tattoo cover?
Yes, it can, absolutely. It can be used for vitiligo. It can be used for veins or scarring.
Oh, wow.
Basically, any kind of non-inflammatory skin imperfection or hyper or hypopigmentation, it'll do really, really well for.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Can you successfully cover henna with Ferbs?
Yes, you can. And one of the great things about covering a henna tattoo as opposed to a temporary tattoo
yes.
is that when you remove the tattoo undercover, the henna will not come off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought it because it was a natural-based product or organic-based product that it may come off. That's nice. So to conceal or not to conceal, that is the question that many young professionals and brides-to-be face today. How can tattoos be effectively covered by Ferb's cosmetics without rubbing off onto professional or formal clothing?
It is an ongoing debate for sure. And as long as the application is completely dry, you'll be fine with your clothing, with your wedding gown, and so on.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So photographing, especially, bridal parties, they have nothing to worry about rubbing off onto the clothes or anything.
Correct. Make sure that it's dry. Make sure that you're applying in thin layers, and you'll be fine.
That's impressive. How long does a typical cover-up application last?
A typical application, it's recommended about 12 hours. Mm-hmm. But it has been worn up to 3 days with some rigorous activities, such as going in a hot tub, working out, and so on.
That's awesome. So,
right. So
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, so with minimal touch-ups in between, you can wear this product for a really long time. And the best part is it's not going to irritate your skin.
Okay. That's lovely. So, Jennifer, tell us more about your professional background up to creating Ferb's. I understand that you have a medical aesthetic background and have worked with patients who have body art.
That's true. My background started in Omaha, Nebraska, where I really started to get interested in the dermatology and skincare aspect.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I went on to receive my aesthetics license from the nationally accredited school, Capital School of Aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And went on to work then in laser tattoo removal in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've had a great opportunity to work with some phenomenal tattoo artists, work with some phenomenal lasers in tattoo removal, and really understand the whole process of tattooing and how it affects the skin and cosmetics and what goes into covering them.
Well, I most certainly like the fact that you have that medical aesthetic background and that you have really, you put a lot of thought into, being able to create the ultimate product, when you're not there to apply it yourself. So that says a lot about, your product. Is there anything else you would like for anyone to know about your wonderful product line?
Basically, that our line itself, as we are tattoo enthusiasts ourselves. Our team over here, we have tattoos and we love tattoos. We're huge supporters of the art. And so we basically are here to support anyone who is in need of cover-up and not really, to impel tattoo cover-up, but just support those who need a temporary solution.
That's smart.
Our motto is conceal your image, not your identity. So we're all about self-expression.
That's great. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today on Ultimate Skincare and Beauty Report. We'd love to have you on again in the future. And to experience Ferb's Cosmetics yourself, visit www.ferbscosmetics.com. Everyone in social media land, thank you for listening and have a beautiful week. But before we sign off permanently, make sure that you visit the Ultimate Skincare and Beauty Report blog. To receive any updates on any Ferb's specials from today's podcast. Jennifer, again, thank you so much for being on the show. We are very, very excited to have you here, and have a beautiful week.
Wonderful. Thanks, everyone.